Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Bookings. Your Tuesday, May 7th edition. We got a 13-game slate on tap for you tonight. Gonna be a fun one. It was a good Monday. The Slack chats, the member discords, they were all popping. Slack chat is free over at fantasysportsdegens.com, at fantasydegens on Twitter. Hit us up over there. Lots of great stuff going on over there, including Mike Tucker's new MLB DFS cheat sheet. So go check that out. But if you're looking for the lineup optimizers, you're looking for the weather tools, the Vegas tools, the StatCast models, all that great stuff that the Quant Edge offers, and there's more to come, plus the content, plus the member Discord, it is invaluable. It is great. The people are learning and doing great, great stuff over there. Go check them out. You get the season-long MLB pass for $124.99. You get the All Sports for the first month for $19.99. You get the rest of the NBA playoffs, essentially, and MLB, and then or try a five-day All Sports trial for $5.99. Whichever one of those packages works for you, use promo code Bubba, and they'll hook you up over there at thequantedge.com. I highly recommend it. It's great, great stuff. It's good for people that don't have a lot of time to research. You can go in, check out the articles real quick, go into the tools. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. You got some lineups. Good, good stuff there. So go check them out at thequantedge.com, promo code Bubba. Also, if you give a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. It would help me a ton. It takes you a couple minutes out of your time, and it would help me a lot. So rating and review, iTunes, much appreciated. All right, 13-game slate on tap. Let's bang this one out. Lots going on here. Boston at Baltimore waiting on the total there. There's some pitching mix-ups, but regardless, it is a gas can night on the mound on both sides, and lots of offense should ensue. Rangers at Pirates, 8.5. Twins, Blue Jays, 8.5. D-backs, Rays waiting on that one as there's a spot starter for Arizona. You got the long guys in Tampa Bay, so interesting matchup there. Angels, Tigers, 8.5. Nationals, Brew Crew, 8. Phillies, Cardinals, 8.5. Marlins, Cubs, waiting on that one because of the weather. It is blowing in hard from left field in Wrigley, 13 to 15 miles an hour. Both pitchers get a massive bump if that stays the case. Kansas City at Colorado, total of 9. Giants, Rockies, Coors Field, 10.5. Reds, A's, 8.5. Braves, Dodgers, waiting on that one. Mets, Padres, 7.5. So some great spots to target the arms tonight, as well as the pitching. The only other weather concern outside of the wind in Wrigley, 40% or so chances of rain in Colorado. So keep an eye on that one. That one can be volatile and can be off and on throughout the time. But if that rains out, that really changes the slate a ton. If that stays there, we got a lot of options on us. So it could be for some low ownership in Colorado, making things very, very interesting. So keep an eye on that. All right, checking out the bats on this 13-gamer. You got Strasburg at 10-6. I'll pass. Jose Berrios at 10-4. Very intriguing to me. Great spot at Toronto. A Toronto team that we know strikes out a handful of times. 28% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Berrios, 25% K rate. 40% ground ball rate. Lots to like here with Jose Berrios. Toronto team total of 4. Lefties, 305. Righties, 279. Toronto only a 291 wOBA. Versus right-handed pitching. Just the one caveat I will mention. I mentioned it a lot last year. I mentioned it in another podcast. Berrios has shown some extreme home road splits in his career. Now we have 4 home starts and 3 road starts. At home, a 1.98 ERA. On the road, a 4.26 ERA. 12-point difference in DraftKings points. There's a massive difference so far this year. 2 homers at home, 5 on the road. 30 Ks at home, 16 on the road. So he's still a very, very good pitcher in a very good spot versus Toronto. Maybe not quite the lock we'd like him to be. You got Noah Syndergaard coming off an outstanding outing. His last time out at home against the Reds, 9 shutout innings, 10 Ks for 46 points. Prior to that, though, 3.5, 7-3, 12-1, ugly, ugly stuff. And he's showing some similar home road splits. 4 home starts, 3.67 ERA, compared to 3 road starts, a 7.31 ERA. He's really had trouble getting it going on the road this season. He is facing a San Diego team which strikes out 27% of the time. DeGrom was very, very good last night. Gave up a home run to Renfro. A couple runs overall, but still pitched very, very good. Syndergaard's in a great spot with his 25% K rate and almost 50% ground ball rate. A Padres team with the lowest team total of 3.5. Lefties 276, righties 259. And they have a 293 WOBA versus right-handed pitching. So I like Thor quite a bit. I like him a little more than Berrios, just savings-wise. But both really, really good plays. Just be careful as the road splits. It was something we've seen in the past with these guys, especially Berrios. And so far, still early, starting to show its color again. Hyungjin Ryu's $9,800. This guy's been outstanding. We've been riding this train over and over again. But his price continues to hike up a little bit. $9,800, pretty pricey for Ryu. But since his return from the DL, 22-6, 31, 25-6, he has been great. Facing an Atlanta team that strikes out over 22% of the time versus left-handed pitching, Ryu, 28% K rate, 46% ground ball rate, all outstanding stuff there. And you got an Atlanta team where they do have a 364 WOBA and a 212 ISO versus lefties. Very good versus lefties. But for Ryu, lefties 295, righties 266. So it's kind of a rubber meets the road. Does the Atlanta power continue to stay strong versus left-handed pitching, or Ryu continue to dominate, especially at home, where he's been very good this season? So Ryu at 98 could be a very sneaky, low-owned, top-tier option. And last but not least, Caleb Smith at $9,500. If this win stays the way it's looking to be, he's a great play. He's been a 1.5 ERA at home, a 3 on the road, but regardless, 21.2 points at home, 21.5 on the road. This guy's been electric. He has 25 or more DraftKings points in 4 straight starts, 8 Ks in 3 straight starts, 6 or more in all 4 of those. He's given up no more than 1 earned in any of those starts. In the last 2, it's because of solo homers, because that's what Smith does. Smith will give up the long ball. He will give up loud contact. He has a 30% ground ball rate. That's a lot of fly balls, but that wind blowing in helps a ton. He's got a 29% strikeout rate. The Cubs strike out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Lefties 310, righties 324 versus Caleb Smith. The Cubs, similar to the Braves though, 338 WOBA, 205 ISO. They do like left-handed pitching. Again, rubber meets the road. That wind will help him a ton. We like Smith a lot more at home, but he's showing you the home road does not matter thus far this season. Still a long ways to go, but he's managed to get it done, and he makes for a very intriguing play, weather permitting. Last but not least, Johnny Lester, $9,000 as well. Could be very interesting. He's very tilting. He came back from the IL, 17 points, 35 points in his last 2 starts. Going up against the Fish, a team you know you can target quite a bit. They strike out over 27% of the time versus left-handed pitching. He's got a 38% ground ball rate, 21% K rate. And you look at Miami, 266 WOBA and a .099 ISO versus lefties. They struggle tremendously. Now on the season, lefties 365, righties 333 versus Lester. He's been very hittable, especially before the DL stint. But something to keep in mind, especially with the weather, the way it looks to be here in this matchup. Lester at 9K, he might be very, very popular, kind of how Hamels was last night. So keep that in mind, but makes for a very, very intriguing play. So 9K and above, I got Ryu 1, Thor 2, Lester 3, Smith 4, and Berrio 5. So it's lots of different ways to go. GPP, cash, those rankings will kind of change a little bit. So if you have any questions, let me know. But it's very, very top heavy on this slate when it comes to pitching. As you drop down, Griffin Canning, $8,500, making his second start. He was very good his first time. Got you 13 points, but only went 4 1/3. 3 earned, 6 Ks. He was doing great until I believe it was that 5th inning. He was pitching really, really well. So keep an eye on him. At Detroit, does have some tremendous upside in that matchup. But Detroit team strikes out almost 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching. In a small sample, 33% K rate, 22% swinging strike rate in that first start for Griffin Canning. So a lot to like there. Detroit 4.05 team total, 291 WOBA, 135 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Canning definitely in play for you tonight. Yeah, Colin McHugh, $8,200. We saw Garrett Cole. He still got you almost 25 DraftKings points, even though you had 2 2-run homers. So that's the beauty of Garrett Cole. You got McHugh coming into play. He's been a mess of late. After a great start to the year, it's been 5.3, 20.6, minus 14.5. But 14.5 is at Texas. The 5.3 is at Minnesota. He's been really good at home this year. A 3.06 ERA at home compared to 6.64 on the road. Averaging 23 DraftKings points per start. at home, and he gets a Royals team that can be sneaky good, as we know. But they also strike out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. He's a minus 220 home favorite. He's got his own 30% K rate, 36% ground ball rate. So a lot to like there with Colin McHugh. Currently, Kansas City has a 3.5 team total, second lowest on the slate. Lefties 325, righties 230. So it's not a lock by any means, but $8,200 for a pitcher of Colin McHugh's caliber, especially at home, should be on your radar tonight as an option. Lastly, in this range, I'm going to mention him as Madison Bumgarner at $7,600. It is Coors Field, so be very careful. But Mad Bum is back, folks. He really is. 24 points against the Dodgers. He struggled against the Yankees, so be it. But 15 at Pittsburgh, 26 against Colorado at home, struggled against San Diego. Then 17 at the Dodgers, 26 at San Diego. So he's going to have his hiccups, but overall he's been much, much better than people thought he'd be. It is Coors, so grain of salt, but Colorado striking out 23% of the time versus lefties. Mad Bum, 21% K rate, 41% ground ball rate. So keep all that in mind. Lefties 240, righties 338 versus Mad Bum. It's not a lock by any means. It's Coors Field, but just keep him as an option if you so choose. So in this 7 and 8K range here, I got Canning 1, McHugh 2, Bumgarner 3. Now when we drop down, I did 7,100 and below. You got Jalen Beeks making the long relief start after the starter for the Tampa Bay Rays. He's been outstanding in his last couple starts, 25.5, 24.6, both versus Kansas City. So keep an eye on that. But you got an Arizona team that can be sneaky good, but at the same time, they did get blown up by Snell yesterday. So Beeks at 71, very interesting. The options down here are not locks by any means, but Tyler Mahle, 7K at the Oakland A's. Mahle coming off a 20.9 point performance against the Mets. Struggled at St. Louis, then 19.3 at San Diego. Pretty much all of his last four starts have been at on the road. And on the road in general, he's got a 13 DraftKings points per start on the road compared to 9.8 at home. He's not a lock. The A's bats can be lively. But at the same time, Molly's been very, very productive. The A's strike out 20% of the time. Mahle 22% K rate, 40% ground ball rate. And you got an Oakland team with a 4.45 team total. Lefties 372. But righty's only 297 versus Mahle. And the A's, their bats have been quiet of late. A 300 wOBA and a 147 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So by no means is it a lock, but for $7,000, Tyler Mahle has some really nice upside in that matchup. Mike Fiers, he has been all about ice and fire. He should be nicknamed Game of Thrones. He's either great or he's not. At Boston, 7.1. At Toronto, 18.2. He has a minus 1.9, a 6.5, a minus 10, but then a 20 and an 18. He's very, very hit and miss, but what he does do well is he pitches much better as he can. Still not great at home than he is on the road. So he has a punt option tonight against a very bad Cincinnati offense. That's why I wanted to mention him. Not a lock by any means, but Cincinnati's offense is dreadful, striking out almost 25% of the time versus righties. Fires 20% K rate, 40% ground ball rate, and it's a Reds team, 406 team total, lefties 326, righties 347. But the Reds, a 280 wOBA and a 159 ISO versus righties. You're in pitcher-friendly Oco Coliseum tonight. So Fires at 68, similar to Mahle, definitely appealing there. I like Mahle a little more. I think he has more K upside, but Fires might be facing the easier lineup. So pick your poison. Lastly, if you just want to go full YOLO, we were on him last time for 5,500. He got his 10.6 points, kind of scuffle a little bit of late. But Cal Quantrill, he went 5 2/3, 2 earned. 3Ks at Atlanta. Now he's at home against the Mets, an even better matchup than the first time. Quantrill's a good pitcher, a really good pitcher. He's young, so the hiccups will be there. But overall, really good stuff. And it's a Mets team that strikes out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So at $5,700, I'm a big fan of Quantrill. You got the Mets at 308 wOBA, 144 ISO versus right-handed pitching. You saw Chris Paddock absolutely mushroom tip them yesterday. He let them know who their daddy was. It was amazing how dominant he was in that matchup against the Mets, just pure filth. So I think Quantrill at 57, definite savings that you can use to match up with better pitching and better bats tonight. So that'd be my guy I'd be targeting down below. So my guy is 7,100 and below. I got Quantrill 1, Mahle 2, Beeks 3, and Fiers 4. Recapping all of this pitching on this 13-game slate. Up top, Hyunjin Ryu, Thor, Lester, Smith, Berrios. In the middle, Canning, McHugh, Mad Bum. Down below, Quantrill, Mahle, Beeks, fires. Lots of options there. Again, hit me up on Twitter at BDentric, the Fantasy Degen Slack chat, or the Quant Edge member Discord. All right, you guys tried out Draft yet? Draft.com, Draft and Draft Store, is an awesome way to play daily fantasy sports. They start out with a snake-style draft. It's great because you don't have to worry about ownership. You're the only one that owns them. Tons and tons of fun over there at Draft.com. They also do auction-style drafts. They have best balls. They have it all going on. NFL best balls are already live and kicking. You got NBA playoffs, NHL, PGA is a blast on there. You got the Byron Nelson this week. Check out the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse. Dropped last night for your DraftKings PGA DFS needs. And then it also has baseball, of course. So go check out Draft.com, draft in your app store. And if it's your first time depositing, use promo code SDSports, SD as in dog, sports, and you get a free $3 entry to any tournament of your choice. It can be a best ball, a snake style, you name it. $3 tournament of your choice, free, when you use promo code SDSports. All right, the bats on this 13-game slate. You do have Wilson Contreras versus Caleb Smith. Probably not going there tonight, but interesting stuff. You got Buster Posey at 45 versus Sensatella. He's kind of heating up and obviously a great ballpark. But Christian Vasquez versus David Hess is a great spot. The Red Sox smash spot tonight, as you'd expect. Lefties 340, righties 321 versus Hess. Lots to like there. But if you drop down in pricing a bit, if Steven Vogt somehow is catching for the Giants, $4,200, that does have some appeal in that matchup. He has Monty Grandal in a GPP at 39 versus Strasburg. Strasburg's been good, but there's also a lot of power potential at times when it comes to facing Steven Strasburg. The Brew Crew do have a 4.1 team total. Lefties 312, righties 299 versus Stras. But you've seen the Brewers 325 Woba, 199 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So a lot to like there for GPP, similar to last night versus Mad Max. But like if you really want to save, you want to start here, Ronnie Chirinos, $3,900. He went deep yesterday. He gets Danny Duffy tonight. Chirinos 23-11 in his last two. Really good spot here for Ronnie, man. Houston 5-5 team total. Lefties 332. Righties 347 versus Danny Duffy. Houston should be a big play tonight versus the Duff man. And Ronnie Chirinos, very good catching option at 3,900. Mike Zunino, 3,700 versus Clark. I'm a big fan of the Rays again tonight. They went off last night. Zunino, 12 more points in that matchup, 12-18 in his last two. He's always GPP relevant for the upside he brings. Clark's making the spot start. He had over a 7 ERA in AAA. They're crediting a lot of that to one start, but overall, doesn't have strikeout stuff. Lots of pitch to contact, and that is not good against a very productive Tampa Bay Rays team. So Zunino at 37 is a good look for you there. Johnny Lucroy at 37 versus Daniel Norris is an option as well, as you can target Norris with right-handed bats. Jorge Alfaro versus Lester. Wynn doesn't help out at all, but GPP, still some upside. If you want to get to 3,500, though, our boy Jason Castro went deep yesterday. He left the game. He's day-to-day. He's 3,500. Is a good play if in the lineup. At the same time, if you want to be a little contrarian, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa at $3,500 going up against Steven Brault. Falefa had 18 points on Sunday. Very interesting matchup here versus Brault. Brault is hittable indeed versus left-handed pitching. Or versus right-handed hitting. I mean, lefties 314, righties 366 off Brault. So Kiner-Falefa could be an interesting contrarian GPP type play at 3,500. Will be virtually unowned in that matchup. Dropping down even lower in the bottom threes, like Kevin Smith of the Angels at 33 versus Norris is another cheaper catcher option if you're not going Lucroy in that matchup. And then other than that, it's check lineups. There'll be like Grayson Griners of the world for 32. You got Maldonado's. You got Sucre's. There'll be different punt options there. But for the most part, it's like Zunino, Chirinos, Kiner-Falefa. Those are kind of the ones I'm targeting for the most part, if not paying up top. First base, you got Bellinger's always worth a look. It's lefty-lefty tonight, but still in play. But Rhys Hoskins versus Dakota Hudson at 54 definitely has my attention. Philadelphia 4.3 team total. Lefties 344. Righties 244 versus Hudson. We've documented it recently as Rhys is showing tons of power versus righties and lefties. So he'll be very contrarian and low owned at 54. Trey Mancini at 49 versus Velasquez. Baltimore very much in play again tonight. I wish they would have done more. The Grand Slam by VR is all they had. It would have been nice last night, but they had a lot of pressure on early and often in that matchup. And they're in a good spot again tonight as lefties hit 356, righties 318 versus Hector Velasquez. So Trey Boo Boo's in play, but But Josh Bell at 49, sneaky nice. I wish this game was in Texas, not in Pittsburgh. That part sucks because that's a very good pitching ballpark. But Pittsburgh's got a 4.55 team total versus Adrian Sampson. Lefty's 316, righty's 469 against the righty Adrian Sampson. So Josh Bell's been straight fire at $4,900. Big fan of that option. If you're going Boston, Mitch Moreland at 48 versus Hess, very, very much in play if you're doing that kind of stack. When it comes to the Rays, you got Yandy Diaz, you got G-Man Choi, you got Nate Lowe. Depends on how you want to stack that lineup. Depends on what your price point is. Nate Lowe is going to go off here sooner than later, but all of them are definitely in play versus Clark and that Arizona bullpen. So it's more so of how do you want to either, do you want to save cash with your stack and get some money elsewhere? Are you spending up? That kind of deal is how you want to differentiate between Diaz, Choi, and Nate Lowe at the first base position. Going on down farther, though, Brandon Belt, only $4,400 in Coors versus Sensatella. He's first base outfield eligible, so if you don't want him at first and you want to go to the outfield, he's definitely there. Giants 5.2 team total, lefties 314, righties 320 versus Sensatella. Belt a very, very solid play as we like him almost anywhere outside of Pac Bell Park, AT&T Park. Lots to like there with Brandon Belt. Sliding on down, if Mark Reynolds makes the Rockies lineup, we know how he mashes lefties. I like Bumgarner, but Reynolds at 42 is worth a look. Sliding on down even farther now, there are some punt options down here I'll mention. We got Nico Goodrum at 38 versus Canning, first base outfield eligible. He's in play. But the, like, and then there's Nate Lowe of Tampa Bay, only $3,600 in a really good spot there versus Clark. He got you 14 more points last night. He went 2-for-4, the double, 14, 0, and 7 in his last three. This kid can rake, so keep him in mind at 3,600. But some of the punts, Joey Votto's 35 versus Fires. That's not bad at all. You got a couple more down here. Albert Pujols, I believe. Where did he go? I took these notes a little while ago. And, Albert Pujols is 37 versus Daniel Norris. He's interesting, but there's one at 33 I want to talk to you about real quick. Kendrys Morales had a big weekend recently. This guy can hit. You look at his StatCast models, regression should be coming. He's just been super inconsistent, but that series in Pittsburgh, 3-for-4, 2-for-4, 2-for-5, 19, 15, 10 DraftKings points. He returns home versus Tyler Mahle. He's $3,300, makes for a very, very nice punt. And the punt I like the most, I used him last night. He got you 9 DraftKings points in one of my lineups. He's inconsistent, but since breaking his hitless streak, he's hitting like over 290. This guy's been really, really good. Chris Davis of Baltimore is $3,100. And he's facing Velasquez, who is extremely hittable in a very favorable hitting environment tonight. I'm not saying a must play at all, but Chris Davis at 31, massive salary relief with massive upside. Kendrys Morales not bad at 33. Got Votto at 35. Pujols at 37. Nate Lowe at 36. There are options at first base to save some cash if you want to go elsewhere or pay up for pitching. So it's there tonight. If you need to make it happen, don't be scared to do so. Second base, you got Brandon Lau at 5K. Definitely in play versus Clark. Until Marte is interesting. But Michael Chavis versus Hess at $4,900. Chavis, second base, third base eligible. You got Ozzie Albies versus a lefty. But Johnny Villar at 46, second base shortstop. Big fan there. He hit the granny. He got robbed of a homer the previous at-bat thanks to fan interference. So Villar could have double-donged last night. He's 46 tonight in a great spot. You go Howie Kendrick at 43. He went deep yesterday. Mike Moustakas, I told you I liked him. GPP-wise, he still got you 10 DraftKings points. He's averaging 11 in his last 10 games. $4,300 against Strasburg, second base, third base eligible. Altuve only 4 points last night. Still way too cheap tonight at $4,300 for Danny Duffy. That's a great price tag for Jose Altuve. You just keep riding that wave until he gets going and his price gets back up to $5,000. Ronnie Rodriguez, $4,200 versus Griffin Canning. In play if you're going a little cheaper at the position. If you're going down even cheaper, though, Joe Panik, $3,900 in Coors is stupid. We know how well Joe Panik likes to hit in Coors, how well he can hit in general. 7, 9, 3, and 16 in his last four. Oh, and a 5 and a 10. So he's been much more productive of late, and he's $3,900, so someone to keep in mind there. Other than that, you got Robbie Cano at 37, Gordon Beckham at 36, Starlin Castro's 29 if you want to get really YOLO punt play, but I wouldn't go too much farther than maybe Cano or Beckham there. But Castro is a full-on YOLO if you so choose to go there. Going over to the third base position, you got Arenado at 56 in Coors versus a lefty. Usually a lock and load. You got Anthony Rendon. He's 5K. He's supposed to get activated today from the IL. 5K is a good price tag in that matchup versus Hauser, likely opening with Peralta behind on the Nats versus Peralta. Could be very, very nice. Bregman versus Danny Duffy at 5K is ridiculously good as well. So those three guys are in phenomenal, phenomenal spots. If you want to pay up, no problem at all. I'd probably go Bregman, then Arenado, then Rendon. No, probably Bregman, then Rendon, then Arenado, personally. But all three really good spots there. You got Chavis at 49. I like that quite a bit, as we mentioned him at second base as well. Rafael Devers versus Hess at 47 is a smash spot as well. Chris Bryant, I like you in deep yesterday. Just be careful of the wind, and I respect Caleb Smith. Yandy Diaz in a good spot versus Clark at 45. Logan Forsythe, first base, third base eligible at 44 if you want to be different versus Steven Brault. Not a must play, but he's been playing really, really well and he'll be super low owned. Howie Kendrick again at 43. Moose again at 43. Talked about them already. Sliding on down some more. Josh Donaldson's interesting versus Ryu. I respect what Ryu's doing. We talked about how well Atlanta's hits lefties. So it's kind of a GPP play, but not a must play. So keep your eye on Donaldson, though, at 42. And then other than that, you have a David Fletcher at 39 versus Norris as an option. Kyle Farmer of Cincinnati. I just like him more in Cincinnati than in Oakland. That's the only downside there. I don't think he's a must on a slate like this. Justin Turner versus Freed at 37, not as much as I'd like. Heimer Candelario at 36 is probably about as low as I'd go here at third base. Oh, I will mention John Birdie. He went off last night against Hamels and the Cubs bullpen. He'll be popular punt play at 34 versus Lester. I get it if you want to go there. Not one of my top punt plays, but if you need another punt, $3,400 for Birdie, he's available. Shortstop, you got Trevor Story at 55, Javi Baez at 54. You go Story and then Baez. Mondesi took Cole deep yesterday. If you want to go back to him at 51, you can. I'm not going there, but you can. So it's Story and Baez up top. Then dropping down, Elvis Anderson, a great spot versus Steven Brault. Big fan there. Paul DeJong went deep for us yesterday. I'm probably going to stay off of him today, but he's crushing baseballs. If you want to go there, you can. But after Anders, for me, it's Xander Bogaerts against Hess at 48 in a great spot. And then Carlos Correa in his 16-game hitting streak hit an absolute missile last night. He's $4,800, probably one of the hottest hitters in baseball. Tough to fade him, especially as like the sixth price shortstop. You got to enjoy that factor there with Carlos Correa. Mentioned Eduardo Escobar already, fan of that. Johnny Villar as well, second base shortstop eligible. Like both of them quite a bit. The twin stack went off. The Kepler, Rosario, Castro, Polanco's of the world. Polanco went deep yesterday, 26 DraftKings points. The dude can rake in a great spot here versus Aaron Sanchez tonight. Lefties 355, righties 354 off Sanchez. Twins 4.5 team total. So Jorge Polanco at 43, very, very solid play if you don't want to pay up. Andrelton Simmons, $4,100 versus Daniel Norris. Big fan of that as well. Angels almost 4.5 team total. Lefties 392, righties 353 versus Norris. So Andrelton Simmons, good spot there at 4,100. You got B. Craw in Coors at 39. Another guy kind of like panic. Not the best start to the season, but outside of Coors or outside of AT&T, he's got upside. He had 3 points yesterday, but then 16, 7, and 12 prior to that in Great American Small Park. So not a bad spot for him at $3,900 to get a piece of Coors. Both the middle infield options for the Gigantes are cheap. Other than that, not much. Gordon Beckham's 3,600. You got Cole Tucker not running to play him these days. So yeah, I try to get up like, you know, the Jorge Polancos. I probably wouldn't go lower than Brandon Crawford. Let's put it that way. Outfield, it's going to be loaded on a 13-game rep. Christian Yelich in a good GPP spot versus Strasburg. Mike Trout versus Daniel Norris is outstanding. You got the Blackman-Dahl lefty-lefty matchups and Coors, which are always interesting. But like Betts, JD, Benintendi versus Daniel Hess is David Hess is amazing. I like Benny quite a bit because he kind of gets overlooked out of those three. So something to keep in mind there. But like George Springer went deep again yesterday. Him and Correa are just white hot. So Springer, $5,200. He's 57 yesterday. So getting a little bit of a discount tonight. I don't mind him at all. I think he's a really, really good play on this slate. You got Trey Mancini at 49. Starling Marte, he'll go overlooked at $4,900 versus Adrian Sampson. Keep an eye on him. Dwight Smith Jr., go back to that well tonight at $4,800. He kind of let us down yesterday with a big goose egg, 0-for-4. But coming in, swinging a very hot stick. Another great matchup versus Velasquez tonight. Enjoy that lower ownership with Smith at $4,800. Really, really good spot there. David Peralta of Arizona at 47. Very interesting in that matchup. Mentioned Chris Bryant already. You go down a little farther. Dietrich at 45 could be in play. Eddie Rosario and Max Kepler at 44 each are outstanding. Rosario, Big night last night. Went to Ding Dong City at 18 DraftKings points. I like them both. I like Rosario over Kepler, but both very, very good spots there at 4,400. Kepler coming off the Ofer last night, looking to bounce back for us. Victor Robles in a great spot here at 4,400 bucks. Hauser and then Peralta. Like some Victor, 10 points last night as he got on and stole a bag, 10, 3, and 19 in his last three. So Victor's worth a play as well. You got Brandon Belt at 44. Jose Martinez, 43. I do like him at his price point. 11 more DraftKings points last night. Really getting it done, especially versus righties. So Jose's in play. Steven Duggar, only 4,300 bucks for Sensatella. Big fan there. Jesse Winker, only 43 versus Fires. Like both of those plays. So if you need some savings in the outfield, definite options here in the low fours you can target. Nick Castellanos, 42 versus Griffin Canning. Very much worth a look. You got Kevin Pillar in Coors at only 4,200. Nick Senzel, 4,200 versus Fires. Both good plays. Obviously, you want the Coors bat over the other, but both in play for you tonight. And then if you get below 4K, we got like Adam Eaton at 41. He could be in play versus Hauser and Peralta for sure, as Washington could be a sneaky look on this slate. Like Avisel Garcia at 4K, Kevin Kiermaier at 4K versus Clark, both very solid looks in that 4K range. You got David Fletcher at 39. Brian Reynolds, very interesting. And Melky Cabrera, both two pirate bats at 3,900 bucks to get you some savings versus Adrian Sampson. I don't mind that at all when you're looking at savings, because you can pick on Adrian Sampson big time. So something to keep in mind there. And it's like Nico Goodrum, he's 38. He could be worth a look for you. Ben Gamble's been playing okay at 37. Not running to play, but he's been playing okay. But overall, kind of check the lineups when you get down to this level. All right, recapping your pitching real quick. Up top, it's Hyungjin Ryu, Thor, Lester, Caleb Smith, Jose Berrios. In the mid-range, it's Griffin Canning, McHugh, Bumgarner. Down below, it's Quantrill, Molle, Beeks, Fires. Lots and lots to like there. When you're looking at the stacks on tonight's slate, Boston versus Hess is outstanding. You just load up, load up, load up. Lefties 340, righties 321, and it's a great hitting environment tonight. Tampa Bay versus Taylor Clark, big fan there. Big fan. I think they might get overlooked. Lots of ways to go there. Tommy Pham, Brandon Lau for sure. Pick your poison at first base between Choi, Lowe, and Yandy. Low, only 36 is very nice. Plus, you got more options. Zunino, Avi, Kiermaier, lots of ways to go there in Tampa. I think Baltimore versus Hector Vasquez, very sneaky. Lefties 356, righties 318. VR, Dwight Smith, Chris Davis. So many. Trey Boo Boo. Lots of ways to go in that lineup. Some other options for you here. Houston versus Danny Duffy. Lefties 332, righties 347. Smash spot. Yeah, Coors Field in play, obviously. That's in a good one. Pittsburgh's intriguing versus Adrian Sampson. Lefties 316, righties 469. So I Starling Marte is kind of interesting there. I do like Minnesota versus Aaron Sanchez quite a bit. Lefties 355, righties 354. You definitely get some a power display there by the Twins back-to-back nights. And then in 13 games, so many places. You got the Angels are in a good spot to go there as well against Daniel Norris. So and the Nats versus Milwaukee could be very, very interesting as Peralta can be very hittable at times. All right, BVP it, send it on his way. We got the Red Sox versus David Hess. JD Martinez, two home runs. Benintendi, three home runs. JD's 2-for-5 with two homers. Benintendi, 3-for-8 with three homers. Devers has taken him deep as well. So lots of power. 462 WOBA, 411 ISO as a team in a small sample versus Hess. That's not bad. Not bad at all. You got the likes of Polanco, Rosario, Scope, and Castro have all taken Aaron Sanchez deep. They have a 382 WOBA and a 185 ISO versus Sanchez. Good looks there. Dun, dun, dun. Yasmani Grandal, 3-for-10 with a double and a homer off of Strasburg. Christian Yelich taking Strasburg deep as well. Dexter Fowler, 4-for-7 with a double and two homers off of Nola. Marcelo Zuna, 6-for-19, two homers. Interesting BVPs there. Martin Prado, 7-for-16, three doubles off Lester. The Grandy Man, 15-for-51, two doubles, a triple, and three homers. I'm not really going to play those, but interesting. George Springer's got two homers off of Danny Duffy. Altuve, 9-for-19, it's a 474 average with three doubles. Brantley's even hitting 286, 10-for-35 with the doubles. Some good numbers there for the Astros, as you'd expect. Mark Reynolds, 6-for-18, two homers off Mad Bum. Blackman, 12-for-33 with a double. Arenado, four doubles and two homers. As a team, they're hitting 254, 316 WOBA, 150 ISO. Joe Panic, 8 for 18, two doubles and two homers. Talked to you about him already. He's 3,900. Belt, 5 for 14, two doubles off Sensatella. Joey Votto's 3 for 11 with a double off Fires. He's 3,500, but he's just playing so bad right now. It's tough to stomach that one. But there you have it, folks. In the books, Quick Hits, Tuesday, May 7th. Hope you guys have a great day, great action. Again, if you have any questions, hit us up at the Fantasy Degen Slack chat. It's free. It's got all the stuff you're looking for, all the sports. If not, join the quantedge.com, member Discord, all the awesome tools and articles. Promo code Bubba gets you all the discounts you need. So come check us out over there and go to Draft in your app store, draft.com. Promo code SD Sports for all a free $3 entry into a tournament of your choice. Lastly, but not least, if you get a rating and review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. Over at fantasysportsdgens.com, we've got the always pressing PGA DFS podcast for the 2019 Byron Nelson Classic. It dropped last night with myself and Jesse to get your DraftKings lineups ready. Also, Francesco's got your UEFA Champions League semifinal leg two picks ready for you over there at the fantasydgens.com. Hope everybody has a great Tuesday. It's going to be a fun one. 13-game slate in the books. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, May 7th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.